Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be sharing with you on a new subject, and that is the subject of overcoming iniquity in your life. We're going to talk about understanding what iniquity is, how it gets a hold of you, what its destructive effects are, and how Jesus will set you free from iniquity and cleanse yourself from it, praise God, through the power of God. Iniquity in the Hebrew means a perverseness or a moral evil, to be crooked or to be wrong. In the Greek, it refers to a wrongfulness in character in our life or in action. It refers to one who is walking in the ways of unrighteousness, a lawlessness, an unrighteous attitude within. The originator of iniquity is Satan. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15, the Bible says, speaking of Satan, who was Lucifer at this time, it says, "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." Lucifer was created perfect as the archangel of God that walked there in the Mount of God. And it says, from the day that he was created, he was perfect in his ways until iniquity was found in thee. Then in verse 18, this says, "Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities." He didn't just have a little bit of iniquity, he had a multitude of iniquities. "By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore, will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee." This is the end result of what is going to happen to Satan, whose name was Lucifer, changed to Satan when he was the adversary of God. And we see that this iniquity originated with him. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7, the Bible calls iniquity a mystery. It says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." The mystery of iniquity is at work. It has a spiritual effect. It is a mystery because it is not discerned naturally. It is discerned spiritually, and it is something that is not clearly seen. It is something that is somewhat hidden within us, and it is actually the effect of one's sins upon themselves. In Matthew 23, verse 28, the Bible says here, referring to their iniquity, he says, "Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Where is iniquity? It is within. It is within. It is something that is hidden on the inside of us. We find that it is of the heart. In Psalms 90, verse 8, the Bible says, "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." What are the iniquities? It is the secret sins, that wrongfulness within us. And this is shown forth in the light of the countenance of the Lord as he shines his light into a person. Now, this is important to understand about iniquity, because Exodus 20, verse 5 says about the visiting of the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. These are inherited generational iniquity curses. This is from the iniquity, the wickedness, the wrongfulness of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. In Psalms 51, verse 5, the Bible says, "I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Here we can see that this iniquity comes at the time of conception. Shapen in iniquity, conceived in sin. Now, how does this iniquity get a hold of a person? It is through sin, and the effect of that is to produce iniquity within a person. In Leviticus 26, verse 43, the Bible says that the land also shall be left of thee, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lie desolate without them. They shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. When they despised the judgments and the statutes of the Lord, then iniquity came upon them, and because of that they got punishment because of it. They abhorred his judgments and statutes. Of course, what's the answer for you not to let this get a hold of you? Is put the Word of God first place in your life. Another scripture in Numbers 15, verse 31. Here it says, because thou hast despised the word of the Lord, and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him. You see, when we sin, it's more than just a sin. It affects us with iniquity coming within. This is why people that think that, well, when I sin, I can just confess my sins, God's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and that'll solve all my problems. No, no, no. Sure, you can confess your sins and get in right fellowship with the Lord, but it has not eliminated the problem, because the effect of your sin is iniquity within you, and you've got to get cleansed from that iniquity to be set free from the effects of that sin in your life. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, the Bible says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he's also rejected thee from being king. Here we see that rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. The reason is because it wants to control. I want to be in control. That's what witchcraft does. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Idolatry is serving self, and iniquity shows a wrongfulness within us. And this is something, the perverseness within us, where we want to do our own thing and we will not submit. What's the answer for dealing with this stubbornness? It is yielding to the Lord. God wants you to choose to yield unto the Lord. In Job 15, verse 5, he says, for thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Notice that the mouth utters the iniquity. The iniquity is from within. It's within the heart, and your mouth will speak it. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And this is another way that iniquity gets a hold of you, is through your mouth speaking things contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says that if we don't bridle our tongue, then our religion is going to be in vain. We're going to deceive our own heart. And the answer, of course, is bridle your tongue. Watch that you speak words that are in line with the Word of God. There's another scripture in Job 15, verse 16. It says, how much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. Here he says how man drinks iniquity like water. When you continue in filthy actions, filthy, sinful attitudes, you are drinking iniquity like water. It is coming into you. And this has to be cut off in our life. This is why we've got to keep ourselves from sin, so we're not taking this iniquity, because these iniquity curses upon a person. We'll let the demonic spirits come in and operate in their life. In Psalms 14, verse 4, the Bible says, of all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as that they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord. Workers of iniquity, they have no knowledge. They eat up the people. They don't call on the Lord. They pretty much serve self. There's another scripture in Psalms 36:3. It says, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He says he's left off to the wise and to do good. He's left off to be wise and to do good. God doesn't want you to leave off to be wise. He wants you to be wise. And you've got to learn to speak God's word. If your words are iniquity and deceit, then they are going to bring curses upon a person. As a scripture over in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12. Here he says, wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and you trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Think of that. Here it talks about the breach that will break upon you. This breach of sin, what it's doing, it's building up iniquity within a person, and it will suddenly break upon a person. Here's an example of how this happens. A person's been sinning and walking in sin, and maybe they confess their sins every once in a while, but they're continuing in sin, and all of a sudden problems suddenly come upon them. This is because of the buildup of iniquity in a person. As this iniquity builds up, then suddenly it'll be like a breach that will break ready, and it'll swell out like a high wall, and it will break suddenly and come upon a person. Remember, God says that what a man sows, he's going to reap. And we need to realize that if we continue sowing things that are contrary to the Word, we're going to reap destruction. And this destruction, this breaking, will come suddenly at an instant. We've got to watch that we do not walk in the ways of iniquity. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4, he says, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity." Here these people were backsliders. They provoked the Holy One. They'd gone away backward, the Bible says. Why? Because they were laden with iniquity. Not just that they were committing sins, but it was deeper than that. They had iniquity in their heart. God wants to get that out of your heart if you have iniquity within you. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 6, the Bible talks about the iniquity. It says the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity. Iniquity is of the heart, and it says to practice hypocrisy. Do you have problems being consistent in the Word of God? Do you practice hypocrisy? Oh, you know what the truth is, but you don't do it consistently. And you find that sometimes you're walking with God, and sometimes you're being a hypocrite, not walking in the ways of the Lord. It says his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord. God wants you to turn away from areas of sin. It is working iniquity in your heart. In Isaiah 57:17, it says, "For the iniquity of his covetous was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart." Again, and here it shows that iniquity is of the heart. And here he called the covetousness iniquity. What's the answer? Yield yourself to God's will and walk in his ways. Well, we've introduced talking about this today, what iniquity is. It is a mystery. It is the effects of one's sins upon itself. It is within. It is of the heart. And this is visited upon us from the inherited generational curses. We've got to walk in the ways of God's Word and walk and overcome sin, and then we will not have the buildup of iniquity upon us that can bring curses upon us suddenly. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.